Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission proud to support the work of OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver as he looks for that next great variety coming out of the OSU wheat breeding program. We talked with Dr. Carver recently about that process that he takes to get to that right variety.
They've got to be able to take stress. You know, what we have to deal with in Oklahoma, and stress can mean a lot of different things. Of course, we've been dealing with a lot of drought stress, and so I've actually looked at that. You can pick them out by eyeball. Of course, then we have to use the numbers. We get the numbers in the summer, and I really go over through that. There's about 6 weeks in the summer where I just try to hide, just immerse myself in all the data, because I want to match that data with what I see in the field, you know, and I have some expectations. Some of those aren't ever met, but sometimes they are, and that's when you know you've got something good. But drought stress and disease stress and grazing stress, just anything that we can throw at it, and that's why it takes us a little bit more time, I think, than most programs to arrive at a final product.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, the Farm Bill, currently something that is on everyone's mind. Congressman Frank Lucas is the former chairman of the House Ag Committee and now serves as the current senior member of the House Ag Committee. And he said we could possibly see a markup in September.
We're moving from the hearing phase over to the drafting phase of the process. Chairman Thompson still believes it's possible to have a markup in September. But I would suggest to my fellow farmers and ranchers out there, remember, we did an extension on the 08 Farm Bill. We did almost 2 years of extensions on the 2014 Farm Bill. There wasn't an extension on the 18 Bill, but we weren't reinventing the wheel. We were just improving and extending the 18 Bill. But still, we didn't get that done until after September 30. So we're getting there.
The next Farm Bill will be an extension of the 2018 Farm Bill with improvements and refinements.
The 23/24 Farm Bill will be an extension of the 18 Bill, just as the 18 with improvements and refinements, just as the 18 Bill was an extension and with refinements and improvement over the 14 Bill that I did as chairman with the committee. We're on track. How much money will we have when push comes to shove to write policy? Expenses have gone up. Everyone knows that. They're not going to go down. The weather's more fickle, not less. So if we have new resources, then this still doesn't have to be complicated. Or if we're allowed to reallocate resources within the many jurisdictions of the overall Farm Bill, think about not just the programs that produce food, but the ones that help make sure our friends with challenges can consume it.
Regarding research, Lucas said he's most concerned with making sure the appropriate dollars are making it to the land-grant universities and that ag research stations within the USDA.
They've been underfunded for decades now. And when you have to prioritize, typically first making sure crop insurance is there and price protection's there, and that the basic conservation programs that keep the soil, the water, and the air clean and in place are there, sometimes things like research gets left at the end of the table. I would hope, and that was one of my disappointments, that the Biden administration didn't drive some of their resources into basic research, into the land-grant universities. Those are the kind of things we'll work on. But in the overall basket, it's really not a huge amount of dollars. It's just getting people to prioritize on making sure that we meet the requirements out there, but overcome the deficiencies that have built up in the past.
Once again, that's Congressman Frank Lucas.
You've got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.